So we continue today in Simon Kuf Beis Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hishlim Tfiloso Vahaya Adam Acher Mispala Acher. If a person finished davening, but there was someone else who was davening behind me, Asra Lufso Shalosh Psios Ad Shiyigmar Misha Achera Ves Tfiloso. I should not take three steps back until the person behind me finished their tefillah. Shimya says that because if I take three steps back and I'm within Dalet Amis of the other person, harizehu ka'over k'neged ha'mispalel. It's as if I'm walking in front of someone who is davening. V'tzarech l'dakdik baze, and one must be careful with this, afilu im ha'acharon hischil lehispalel acharov. Even if this person behind me started davening after me, me'achar shekvar hischil. Because since the person already started, even though he started after me, still nevertheless the halacha is that I should wait for him to finish before taking my steps back. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, Shalosh psios sifkon chaf umayri besoch arba amos. O sheyavol besoch arba amos aydei shalosh psios shif selachorv. So the case over here is where I'm literally either standing within dalet amos of the individual, or as a result of taking three steps back, I will enter into his dalet amos. I should wait for the individual to finish. Simen kof gimel. Hayu omid betfila v'yatza mimenu ruach milamato. If somebody was davening shmona esrei and they flatulated, a person waits until the smell, until the odor dissipates, and then they could continue on in davening. And the Ber Hativ quotes over here in Sif Kotin Aleph u'mispalel, hanu l'makom she pasak afilu shaka de ligmor eskula. So the Magen Avraham writes that you wait until the smell dissipates, and even if a person waited so long, like it would have taken a person to daven the entire Shmona Esrei, still as soon as the smell dissipates, they could pick up exactly where they left off. So the Ber Hativ also quotes over here, furthermore, again, if a person could force themselves and kind of hold themselves back from flatulating, it is better to do that, and one is not in violation of Baal Teshaktzu. Baal Teshaktzu is the prohibition not to do things that make us repulsive. So the notion of holding back, holding in flatulence, does not make an individual repulsive, and therefore that is better than doing so during davening. Halacha Beis. If a person needs to flatulate, and a person is in pain and they can't hold it back, so a person could walk back dalet amos, flatulates, he waits until the odor dissipates. Va'omer, ribon ha'olamim, ata yetzartanu nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim, ribon ha'olam, you have made us filled with many different orifices and openings. Kaloi v'yadua lefanecha cherpasinu chlimasenu, and you know again literally our degradation and humiliation, the idea that we're frail physical beings. Cherpa uchlima b'chayinu rima v'toleb masenu, we're full of degradation and embarrassment during our lifetimes, and we become literally rima v'toleya, you know, worms and dirt in our death. V'chozelim koma v'chozelim akom shepasak. And ultimately, then a person goes back to where he was standing, and he continues Shmona Esrei exactly where he left off. Where he left off. So the Rama comments, Hago, va'ayin le'el simen pehe, yesh omrim d'chol zemai k'shem espal b'veisak, v'ashem espal b'tzibor d'havi le'i biyush gadol, ein tzarach laharchik klal la'achora, v'gam lo yomer haribon, rak mamtin ad shiich le'imenu harech v'chein no'agin. But however, the Rama qualifies this and says, this is only if one is davening at home alone. But if one is davening in the tzibor, then one should not do this because there's an embarrassment factor. Therefore, if one can't hold back, one flatulates, waits until the smell dissipates, and then one could continue on in Shmona Esrei. So the Ber Hativ comments over here, the Mishnah Berurah comments on here, excuse me. He says, V'gam lo yomer v'tov shi'ahara b'libo. So it seems to be that the halacha really, like the Ramos of the Chaynu again, is that even if a person is davening at home, a person, the general custom is that if a person can hold it back, they're permitted to go and express the flatulence, and at that point in time, they wait for the odor to dissipate. And again, even if they have to wait so long, like it takes a daven the entire Shmona Esrei, then that is what a person does, and then they could continue on. Halacha Gimel, Hamisatish betfilosa milamatla, simon ralo, milamalo, simon yafalo. If a person flatulates, then that is a simen ra. That is a bad simen about the nature of their tefillah. However, if a person, he calls it milamala. Milamala is somebody who burps. So that actually the Gemara says is a simin yafa. That's a good simin. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, hamis atesh sifkotin yeshom the dafka kishamafiach pekolo. V'amagin Avram cholik tuhu adin b'li kol the gamblazet tarach laharchik. So again, some say this is only if one flatulates with noise that it's a sign, a negative sign. Others say any type of flatulence is a negative sign in terms of. Essentially, what the halacha is saying is that if that's what happens to me naturally or physically, the idea is that seems to have a negative connotation or a negative impression as to the way my tefillos are being accepted on high. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with Simon Kuftala tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.